could suffer a loss of judgment if you drink to excess. But I also know that judgment returns when you sober up. So don't you try to equate liquor with marijuana, mister. Not with me. You may sell that jazz to another pothead, but not to somebody who spends most of their time holding some sick kid's head while he vomits and retches sitting on a curbstone at 4 o'clock in the morning. And when his knees get enough starch back in him so he can stand up and empty his pockets, you can bet he'll turn out a stick or two of marijuana. And you can double your money, he'll be holding a sugar cube or a cap or two. Now don't you kind of, and so do you, when you flip out on an acid trip, you never know when you're going to slip out again. This is now, Bentley, not a couple of years ago. We've had time now to see and study the effects of LSD. People who haven't had a dose in weeks sail out on another trip. They never know when. The minute they drop one acid capsule or ingest it in any way, they've walked the bar. They've lost any chance to depend on it. He's only sure that most precious of all their senses is judgment. And in my way of thinking, without judgment, you might as well be dead. Your brain is, so why not rest it? We were talking about marijuana. Still are. Marijuana is a flame. Heroin is a fuse. LSD is the bomb.
Any chance to depend.